Okay, first of all, a good Yom Tov to everybody. Today is Purim Katan, so everyone's fired up, no tachidin. Everyone's fired up. Ramah says, Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid, and it also says, the Halach of Marbik Sas Besuda, so have a lot, little. Good morning, Yona. We started already. Let's go. How Gavra? There was a guy. We're now on Nun Amid Aleph, middle of the page by the Vav. Good morning, Mr. Questel. How Gavra does Avinu L'Nichsei? Adaita to sell it. I'm sorry, I lost the plan. How Gavra does Avinu L'Nichsei? Adaita L'Mesek Lara D'Yisrael. There was a person who sold all of his property, Al Das, based on the knowledge, based on his assumption that he would make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Sulik, he went, Veloy Istadir Loy, and he wasn't able to sustain himself for whatever reason in Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't make it. Amar Rava, called the Sulik Adaita L'Meder, call it the Sulik Adaita L'Meder who? Vahalo Etadir Loy. Anybody who went, they went to live there, and he didn't live there, so therefore, Efshur, that the sale that he made was nullified. That's one opinion. Ika de Amri, there are those who say he sold it Adaita L'Mesek. He sold it on condition to go up, and guess what? V'hasalik lay, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. So since he went to Eretz Yisrael, the sale is finalized, and it is not nullified.
Did he or did he not?
What? He did, but then he came back. So he was the comeback player of the year. You understand? How Gavr does Avnir L'Nichsei, Adayta L'Mesek L'Eretz Yisrael. This guy sold his property on condition that he was going up to Eretz Yisrael. L'Sof Lo Sulik, in the end of the day, Nebach, he couldn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ravashi, says Ravashi, Eboy Sulik. If this guy wants, he can go up. So, there's no reason the Nefesh B'Nefesh flight was going. He should have gone, he didn't go, so the sale is a sale. Ikadam, those say Eboy Lo Sulik. If he wants, he doesn't go up. It's the same thing, it's just saying it in the negative way. Meaning, if he wants, he can't go up. This guy could have gone up. So therefore, the sale is valid. So what's the difference between Ibai Yisalik and Ibai Lo Salik? Good question. Asks the Gemara that very question. Mai Benayu, what's the difference between the two Lishonos? Ika Benayu the following. Let's say, this Yolid Unsa Be'orcha, there was a tremendous robber in the path going to Eretz Yisrael. So, according to what we're going to say, if we say Ibai Salik, he still has the opportunity to go up, he's just choosing, he could go a different way. But if we say Ibai Lo Salik, according to Rashi, there has to be an onus that prevents him, and here there was an onus that prevented him, and therefore it's not his fault, and therefore the sale is not a sale. Okay, new, fresh Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'shlucho, a guy says to his messenger, say v'kaddish li'isha plonis b'makom ploni. This Mishnah should sound familiar. Why should this Mishnah sound familiar, Chevra? When did we see this Mishnah? Come on, you got to hold on to your previous learning. No, we had a number of different opinions of things that are either k'peda or mare makom. Remember that? If I tell you to go get me a divorce in Woodmere and you go to Lawrence, is it a valid get? So remember we had that? Is that a mare makom? Am I just saying Woodmere because that's who the person is? Or my makbid that is done dafkin in Woodmere? So let's see what the Mishnah says about this. Nachamol. Hamel shlucho. Reuven says to Shimon, say v'kaddish li'isha plonis, go and v'kaddish to misara v'makom ploni in that specific place. V'halach v'kadsh v'makom acher. And instead of going to Woodmere, they went to Cedarhurst. Says the halacha, Einem, says the Mishnah, Einem Ikudeshes, it's not a Kiddushin. But if I use a different expression, put it in quotes, that says, Harei Mikudeshes, Harei he b'makom ploni. Behold, she is in Woodmere. I don't say, and do it in Woodmere, I said, and she is in Woodmere. Then the Loch, if a kitchen b'makom acher, and he goes and zvekad the churn cedars, the Loch is, Harei zu Mikudeshes. Behold, they are betrothed, and we're Nun Amid Aleph at one of the points of the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, Utnan Nami Begitin. This halacha, which we just learned in the Mishnah by Kiddushin, we learned by Gittin. What was the halacha by Gittin? Haomer, Reuven says, Tenu get zeli ishti, go and give this get to my wife, b'makom ploni, in Woodmere, v'nasul b'makom acher, and he gives it to her in Cedarhurst. Puzzle. It is puzzle. But if I say, go and give my wife a get, and she is in Woodmere, quotes, Harehi b'makom ploni, Dalach is v'nazul b'makom acher, and they give it to her in Cedarhurst, Dalach is, it is kosher. So now the Gemara wants to know, this is a redundancy, this is something repetitive, this is something that we said over and over again. Why are you telling me the halacha by Gittin and Kiddushin? Isn't that redundancy? If the halacha is a Zoy by Gittin, shouldn't that be by Kiddushin? Why do I need both? Good question. Who asked that question? The Gemara. U-tricha. It is necessary to have the case both by Gittin and by Kiddushin. Why? If I would have heard the case, Gabi Kiddushin, just by Kiddushin, parentheses, and not by Gittin, Bimakam Delikarva Ka'asi, in a place where I'm bringing her close to me, Bahai Asra Rachumili, in Woodmere they like me, in that place they like me, Velo Mimali Mili Ulai, and they're not going to throw words upon me, they're not going to rank me out, Bahai Asru, but in that area, which we call Cedarhurst, Sonuli, they hate me, Mimali Mili Uloi, they're going to throw words upon me, they're going to rank me out. Aval, but, God, so that's by Kiddushin. Aval Gabi Gittin. But by Gittin, Dilurchoka Ka'asi, the whole purpose of Gittin is to divorce and to separate the two parties. Amor say, Lo Yichbatle, say the guy doesn't care, Woodmere Cedars, therefore we have to say the halacha by Gittin as well as Kiddushin. Now the reverse, so tell me Gittin and not Kiddushin. Good question, Loi. V'yashmu inan gabi kigerishin, if it just would have told me the halacha by Get, I would have said over there, Bahai Asher Nechale, there I like that you do the divorce in Woodmere. Why? Dinivazi Bahai Asher Lo Nechale. Because in the other area, I don't want people to mevaze me, to make fun of me, to think lower of me. Because that's what a get is. Aval b'gabi kiddushin. But by kiddushin, where I'm doing a nice thing, I'm marrying a young lady. Emaloi ichbatlei. Let's say the guy doesn't care if it's Woodmere or Cedarhurst. Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to write the halacha. Both by getting and by kiddushin. Givaldik. Next Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Again, back to stipulations about things by Kiddushin and Gittin. Hamikadish es Aisha al Menashe ein aleha nedarim. So Avraham has a beautiful marriage, Sarah, but they make a condition under the chuppah that she has no nedarim. She didn't take a neder, she wouldn't drink water, whatever it is. Vinimsu aleha nedarim, and it turns out that Shitaka has nedarim. Says the Gemara, halacha ein amikudashis. Next case. Konsistam. He marries her stam azoid and doesn't mention the concept of nedarim. V'nimtzu aleha nedarim, and it turns out that this woman has all kinds of nedarim upon her. What's the halacha? I'm glad you asked. Teitzei shaloi b'ksuva. She has to divorce her and he doesn't have to give her ksuva. But what do we see? What's the difference between that case and the previous case? That the kiddushin is what? No. Is chal. It is chal. Because do you have to give a divorce to somebody if the kiddushin is not chal?
You know, it's not chal on the condition, though.
It's not chal kiddushin. It's a straight up kiddushin. Meaning the kiddushin is resultant, but you need to give a divorce. But in good news, you don't have to pay the ksuba. Weiter. Al menashe ein aleha mumin. Let's say he makes him a condition to her that she has no blemishes upon her. V'nimtzu ba mumin. It turns out she's got all kinds of blemishes. The halacha is ein mikudeshes. They are not mikudeshes because they made a stipulation in the kiddushin. What about konsistam? What if he just marries her stam azoid and he doesn't make any conditions about her mumin? And guess what? She has a large spot all over her and he didn't get the memo. And it turns out there's a mum, says the Gemara, Teitzei Shaloi Biksuba. He has to divorce her, but he doesn't have to give her a ksuba because it's a shtik mechachtos. Why? And now, how do we define what is a mum? Good question. It all depends what a mum is by a kohen. Shekola mumin haposlim bikohanim. Any mum which does not allow a kohen to serve in the avoda, then also, here also, says the Mishnah, I lost the place, says the Mishnah, Poslim Benashim. There is a great, it passes by women, there is a great comparison to be made, because serving, the reason why a Kohen, I just thought of this now, I don't know if it's true, but serving in the Beis HaMikdash, the reason why we don't allow a Kohen with a Mum to serve, is because it'll take us away from the Avodah, because we'll always be focused on the Mum. Meaning it's Psul in the Avodah, because it's not pleasant, right? So here also, this is a psul in some sort of the avoda that a woman has, because it'll be not pleasant. Okay, thinking more deeply about that, we'll come up with more connection. Says the Gemara, Utnan nami gabi ksuva. This Mishnah, which we just learnt, is also a Mishnah in Ksubis. So again, why is the Mishnah repeating itself here in Kiddushin? What do you think the answer is? What do you think the answer is? Boys, before we read Vayter. Because there are two halachas we learned in the Mishnah. What is that they're not mekadesh, and what is they are mekadesh, but you don't have to give the ksubas. It says the Gemara. Here, it's necessary to tell me the din by kiddushin. So they say ksubas agav kiddushin. Hasam over there, ksubas is tzrichalei. It's necessary to tell me the din of ksubas, and therefore tana kiddushin atu ksubas. It just tells me the kiddushin by the way of ksubas. You have this in a lot of different places. There are two different things happening, and each mesechta needs to highlight its piece. Next. Okay, you're a cheapskate. You want to marry two women with one pruta. That's no good, right? What are the ramifications? Let's see the Mishnah. A man marries two women with one pruta. That's case number one. Case number two. Oh, isha achas bepachta mishava pruta. Or stam, one woman less than a pruta. Case three. Oh. Afal pisha shalach savlonis. Savlonis, know this concept, I'm going to not repeat what this means. Savlonis are gifts that the husband will send over to the young lady. Okay, savlonis. We're going to keep repeating it 100 times. I'm not going to say what it is again. Afal pisha shalach savlonis la'achamikan. Even though he sends savlonis afterwards, which is more than a pruta, turning over to Amud Beis, ain't a mekudeshes. They're not married. Why? The savlonis was more than a pruta. Those gifts are more than a pruta, says the Mishnah. Shemachdas kiddushin rishonim shalach. Because he doesn't send the savlonis al kiddushin. He's sending the savlonis as a gift. And he's sending the savlonis because he thought the kiddushin was already resultant from the initial less than a pruta. Okay, v'chein, third case, katan shekidesh. Similarly, v'chein, by a minor who is betrothed, that there is no good. And then let's say he becomes a major. I don't know what the opposite of minor is, but an adult, right? And then he sends savlonis based on the initial kiddushin. They're also not married. So we have three cases. Remember this. This is important to know for the Gemara. We have case number one, where he marries two women with a total of a pruta. The case number two, he marries one woman less than a pruta. Case three is the katan shekidesh. Says the Gemara, first question. Tzricha, I need to tell me the halacha in all three cases that the savlonis is not going to work as the kiddushin. Why do I need to tell me that halacha by all three cases? I'm glad you asked. Because you know who else asks Asher Selig? The Gemara. Di Ashmin and Shava Pruta. If it would have told me the Shava Pruta case, I did the Konafik Mamona Minei Toi. Since money left his hands, he's going to make a mistake. Aval, but Pachim Shava Pruta. But in the case where he just gave less than a Pruta, meaning in the first case he gave a Pruta just to two different women. But in the case where he gave less than a pruta, ema yodesh and kiddushin toif, since say a guy knows, everybody knows you can't mekadesh an isha less than a pruta, right? Yodesh and kiddushin toif to b'pachas mishav pruta, v'chikam mishkadesh savlonis, when he sends savlonis afterwards, adai did the kiddushin kam mishader. That's when he's sending it on condition to mekadesh the young lady. And therefore we would think that the savlonis would work. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work in that case either. V'yashmin and harni tarat. If I would have heard the first two cases and not the case of the katan, mishum de ben pruta lepachin mishava pruta, whether it's a pruta for two women or it's a shava pruta by one woman, kimul inchi, everybody knows the halacha. Kimul inchi, people are established that they are maybe mekadesh, aval katan shekidesh. But when it comes to a katan who wants to get married, hakol yodin, everybody knows she'en kiddushin katan klum, that if a katan does something, it's worth garnished. And therefore, when he sends us savlonis afterwards, after we would say that that is accomplishing what? That accomplishes kiddushin. Meaning, since the katan, we know that the first action of kiddushin is nothing, so later on, when they send us savlonis, we would say, oh, taka, that's going to work for kiddushin. Says the Gemara, ema kikamishad savlonis, when he's no longer a minor, and they send us savlonis, adaita de kiddusha kamishader. He's sending it on condition to do the kiddushin. Kamash malon. It doesn't work. Okay. Now, what's the whole halacha by savlonis in general? Should we be concerned at all? Whoa, closing the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Rav Huna says, Choshishin lisavlonis. We are concerned about savlonis. For example, a person who was already mishadech to an isha, which in our terms is what we call engagement, right? The guy has already proposed. We know they're going to get married. They're making the preparations for the Heilige Chasna. right? And he wants before then to send some gifts. And he does it with witnesses. This is like, you know, the camp Shiloh. You know, he gives her a gift on the bus and everybody's there. So the halacha is, we are choshesh, we are concerned that maybe this is kiddushin, and therefore, and if he wants to marry another person, if she wants to marry another person, you need a get from the first one. That's, we're choshishin. We are concerned. Okay? V'cheinam Rava, and Rabba said the same thing. Choshishin l'savlonis. We are concerned when they send a gift that we're concerned. Amar Rabba, umosvinan ashmaistad. But we ask a kasha from our Mishnah. It says, what does our Mishnah say? Afal pisha sholach savlonis lachem mikan. Even though we send savlonis post kiddushin, the halacha is ain't mikudeshes, they're not mikudeshes, and we don't even need a get, which means we're not concerned bichlal. Because if we were concerned about the guy, he would have to give her a get. What? Pachish mishav pruta shkayach. Post pachish mishav pruta, I send savlonis. Shouldn't that be greater than what?
Here, he didn't do the
kiddushin
yet.
So what? You're saying the kiddushin takes away from the savlonis?
Yeah.
Okay, could be. Amalei Abaye says the Gemara, like Asher Zelig. Over there it says the reason Shemachmas Kiddushin Harishonim Shalach, the reason why in our Mishnah the Savlonis were not even concerned about Kiddushin is because I'm only sending the Savlonis based on the initial Kiddushin. I'm sending it based on the initial Kiddushin. And here, meaning in our case, that our just case that we are concerned is there was no initial Kiddushin. I'm sending a gift and therefore we are concerned about Kiddushin. Ika di Amri. Yesh Omrim the following, Amar Rabba, Mina Amina La. How do we know that we are concerned about Savlonis being a potential Kiddushin? Says the Gemara, Kediktani Taima, because the reason is stated in our Mishnah. Shemachmas Kiddushim Harishonim Shalach. Because over there, the reason why we're not concerned about Savlonis is because they're only sending the Savlonis based on the initial Kiddushin. Halcha, but in our case, there was no initial Kiddushin. Halcha, who detoy? There, that's the mistake. Haba alma, but in general, what? Have a kiddushin. It should taka be kiddushin. The abaye, and abaye lomi bai kamar. Was telling us a lomi bai. What does that mean? Lomi bai ba alma. We don't need to tell you in general that we're not concerned about savlanas delonechis latoris kiddushin cloud because it doesn't enter into world of kiddushin at all. El afilu acha, but even here, denachis latoris kiddushin, where I'm giving it latoris kiddushin. Ema have a kedushin. There's a have a minute to say it's kedushin. Kamash malan. I am not concerned according to Abai. Ask the Gemara. My have Allah. What's the din? What's the din by savlanis in general? Good. I'm glad you asked. Samara Papa. It depends. We have different kinds of neighborhoods. Okay. Be asher de mekadshi in a town where there's kedushin first. V'hadim isabli and then I give gifts. Chayshinan. There I am. What concerned chayshinan. But if it's a case of Misavli v'hadr mikadshe, if it's a case where I send Savlonis and then there's Kiddushin, there lo chayshinan. Sending a gift is irrelevant because we know that the gift is only a precursor to the Kiddushin. But what about, so the Gemara says, if it's a case of mikadshe v'hadr misavli, pshita, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious what the halacha should be? That what we're concerned? Says the Gemara, lo, tzricha, it's necessary. Why? There's a halacha here and a halacha in Baba Kama. That is, do we go after the rov or do we go after the miut? Diruba, if it's diruba mekadshe, if it's a place where the majority of the people first do mekidushin, v'hadim misable, and then they do savlanis, umiuta, but there are some people, misable, v'hadim mekadshe, they first send savlanis and then they do kiddushin, mao the same, I would have thought, nechesh lemuta, I should be concerned about the minority. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, we don't have to be concerned about the minority. You only have to be concerned about what the major people do. If you want to see something interesting, take a look at the Gemara in Baba Kama, the beginning of the third parak. There's a discussion if I sell a kad as a chavis or a chavis as a kad. The Gemara said it all depends what they call it. If they call it a kad, you have to sell a kad. If they call it a chavis, you have to sell a chavis. Then the Gemara says, but what if it's a place where most of the people call it a kad and few of the people call it chav? It's very similar to our Gemara as to what the din is. Take a look over there. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Purim Katan.